just wanted to react to the discussion that we are having, especially to the discussion around the definition and characteristics, very coming again to a problem that could have been rather avoided, or that is inherent to this whole discussion about definition and characteristics. If you talk about facts, then the Russian Federation is right. An autonomous weapons is autonomous. That is very clear. And therefore, saying what kind of functions would be autonomous, or talking about human intervention, if you're talking very in these kind of terms, the Russian Federation is right. But in more practical terms, what we are seeing is that autonomy will be introduced in a wide range of weapon systems. It will be a function, as many delegations have pointed out in the past, it will be on a spectrum. There will be different levels. This is just a practical reality that we will have to face in the future. A fully autonomous weapon systems, as Costa Rica just has pointed out, must be forbidden per se. This is a very likely outcome of this group anyway. The problem that we are having here, and this has been demonstrated very powerful once again by this discussion, is that we don't actually need a definition. What we need is terms or formulations about prohibitions and regulations that clearly say what any weapon system should comply with when it has autonomous functions, be they fully semi or whatever, or highly automated. What any kind of weapon systems should not do, what conditions it must be met for it to be fully compliant with international law, and also what kind of positive obligations should exist. And this is the approach that we have taken now for many years, what is usually in most of the working papers, and the way that we should also work in this group. So once again, the definitions discussion is useful in a sense, so that we are more clear what we are talking about. But once again, as has been mentioned, we had this discussion now for 10 years. But the focus should not be on the definitions, but what any weapon systems should not do when it has autonomous functions. Thanks.